Welcome back to The Space, a mindfulness podcast for everyone. It's April Fool's Day. We know what you're thinking. That's a holiday for kids. But, according to experts, it's still a pressing problem we face as grown-ups. In fact, our fear of being the fool has been called a universal phenomenon. We're so scared of being the sucker that it makes us hypervigilant. We think we're the butt of every joke. We think every person is out to trump us. We tell our friends, don't go out with him, he only wants one thing. We don't trust anyone. It's like our negative bias all over again. Except we think there's a con man on every corner. Do we really have that much to be worried about? Tess Wilkinson Ryan is the author of the book Foolproof. She has studied our fear of being fooled, and she has some answers. Tess says, our fear of being the fool often plays out in the workplace, but it can be misdirected. Research has found people are wary of being taken advantage of by their peers or by people they consider to be below them on the ladder. We're less wary of our boss. We're more wary of our colleagues. It's why we can get hyperfixated on a coworker who leaves work 5 minutes early. I'm the sucker who's picking up their workload. Meanwhile, we don't notice the people higher than us, who really are taking advantage. Once you know about this bias, you can notice it everywhere. So, what can we do about it? According to Tess, an important step is to stop being afraid of being an everyday sucker. Ask yourself, what is the thing I'm afraid of? She says. I'm afraid I'm going to feel like a fool in this situation. Now ask yourself, how big of a deal would that be? What would it mean to say, I feel like a sucker? Focus on your values instead of other people's actions. Turn inwards, don't focus outwards. The moral of the story? If you feel like a fool on April Fool's Day, it might not be true. It could just be your hypervigilance taking you for a ride. Space out.